My name is Adriel Baker, and I am a sophomore at CU Boulder. Going into a global pandemic was obviously unexpected and a little disappointing. I had to end my first year of college early, and I didn't get the summer I was expecting. Trips were canceled, and I barely got to see my friends for months. It was hard and lonely, but it helped me grow as a person mentally, emotionally, and even physically. I don't have any siblings that live at home, so in the midst of quarantine, I found myself very isolated and alone. My friends were all home from college, but I couldn't see any of them. I turned 19 in quarantine and didn't even get to celebrate. I started to put myself into my own little bubble. I grew to be comfortable being alone, and I didn't feel the need to text anyone or communicate with anyone. I began to be content with myself and my own company. Honestly, this was kind of good for my personal growth in a way. I read more, studied more, exercised more. I had the time to work on myself and think about how I wanted to improve as a person and an individual. To be quite honest, the pandemic affected me more when I came back to school. It was weird adjusting back to being on campus, living with 50 other girls in my sorority house, and trying to remember what it was like to socialize again. I discovered that I was left with a lot of anxiety, not just about COVID, but also a lot of social anxiety. Yes, the pandemic was hard, and it still is hard, but I'm very confident in my belief that everything happens for a reason, and I think that this pandemic has helped me see that life is full of the unexpected, but there are still good things that can come out of the negatives. I learned to be happy with who I am because at the end of the day, I am the only person who has to live with myself forever. But I also realized to cherish the little moments of life, the laughs, the hugs, the adventures, the smiles, all of the things that were changed by the pandemic. I learned to value my time and the relationships I have with people. Although the last 8 months have not been the most ideal, to say the least, I am still filled with so much gratitude. I did a lot of growing because of this pandemic, and I did a lot of soul searching as well that I would not have done otherwise.